he's there right now. Well, there you go. We're going to get to him even quicker than what you and I thought, Brandy. And he joins us right now on Gillette Trade Radio. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Cam.
Hey, how's it all going, mate? Obviously, Dale Thomas, do you expect sometime soon to hear from Collingwood in the AFL that they're not matching the offer?
I hope so. Obviously, they've got another day and a half to go, so it'd be nice not to drag on too long, but we're reasonably confident they won't match, but we'll have to wait and see.
Is it surprising you that they might take 71 hours and 59 minutes to give an answer?
Well, I think you can guess the answer to that.
Hey, how's it all going, mate? A little bit different, obviously, with the longer trade and free agency period this year. It goes for what feels like a month. Just easing into it now, do you think it's a little bit long?
Well, I think the trouble with it being long, that everyone isn't in too much of a hurry to get anything done. They know that they've got a couple of weeks up their sleeve. So, I mean, as you guys know, we managed to enable Sean Hampson to get to Richmond very early on in the piece, which is great. But, it will drag on after a couple of weeks, that's for sure.
Just on the Sean Hampson deal, Mackie, you would have to think that was a win for Carlton. I mean, he's a very talented player, Sean Hampson, injury concerns. But to get pick 28 was great for Carlton.
Yeah, it was, Brandon. We'd like to think that everyone won out of that. I mean, Richmond got a very good player and a very good person, and certainly Sean will get a great opportunity at Richmond. So I think everyone's a winner, which is, I suppose, reasonably rare when it comes to trading players and picks.
With Eddie Betts going out the door, obviously Paul Chapman's name came up, and Carlton have shown their interest in him. Have you had chats with him the last couple of days, and where does that sit?
Certainly we'd be interested. We're a long way off getting anything done with Paul. But, as you pointed out, we've got another 3 weeks to work something out. But, you know, he'd be a welcome player with us. I mean, we need to assess his hamstrings and things like that. But, it's only going to be a short-term proposition for us while some younger guys come through. And that's what we're all about. We want to get some young guys in the door and certainly give them support with some older guys as well. So, the long and the short of it is we'll just have to wait and see on Chappie.
Another guy, an older guy floating around is Heath Shaw. Would he fit in on the halfback flank of Carlton next year?
Yeah, it'd certainly fit in. He may not fit into the salary cap though, but it'd certainly fit into the team nicely. I think I think we're probably a little way back on the pecking order there. Obviously, you saw in the paper yesterday that it looks like he's received a pretty good offer from GWS.
It's a good dose of money, isn't it?
Yes, we're certainly not in that bracket, that's for sure. But, you never know. We spoke to Heath a couple of days ago, and he showed some interest. Obviously, he's had experience with Mick, but, he's obviously got a fair bit to think about as far as finances. And then the other difficulty is that we've got is trying to get a deal done. You know, what would they want for him? Whereas GWS may have the answer there.
Have you spoken to Collingwood?
No, we haven't. I mean, we spoke to them initially on Monday as part of the trade day, but certainly not about Heath, no.
Do you think also, and I'm just reading between the lines, James Podziadli is another guy that's been mentioned. We'll talk about him in a moment. But, say, J-Pod, Paul Chapman, Heath Shaw, these guys who you would assume at this time in their careers are looking to be involved in premiership and teams are in the premiership window. I'm judging by these guys' names being linked and the interest that you're showing that you believe that your premiership window is open?
Yeah, certainly not too far away. I mean, we'd like to think we're a chance every year, but we saw some improvement this year with the team. And in saying that, you know, we're probably a couple of points off 12th as opposed to 6th. But certainly we saw some improvement. I think another year with Mick and the boys will implement a few other things on the field and certainly improve again. So, I don't think it's too far away. It's obviously very, very difficult to win those things and even get in the grand final. But certainly we're hoping if we can inject a few good players into the team, then that'll get us a step closer.
Macca, when you sit down, you discuss what you need as a football club and where you what sort of players you want to get in. Obviously, the glaring thing is midfielders, and you try and get Daisy Thomas. But do you go into specifics? Do you sit down with Mick and you talk about the fact that you rank one in contested possessions against your direct opponents, but you rank 18th in uncontested possessions, and you say, well, we don't really need an inside midfielder. All we need at the moment is guys who can run and carry and get the ball on the spread.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question, Brownie. I mean, you have to win the ball, obviously, as you know. But yeah, you got to get the balance right, don't you? And you know, there's a player from Hawthorn, Shane Savage, that he's looking for a new home by the sound of things. So you know, he provides some outside run. So we'd be having a look at him as well. It's a balancing act, and obviously there's restrictions around it. Restrictions with the salary cap, and obviously restrictions with trying to get deals done. So it all sounds good in theory that you can go around and grab this player and that player, but it's a lot more difficult in practicality.
Just on Shane Savage, pick 28 that you received for Hampson, has that been offered up to Hawthorn?
No, it hasn't, not yet. We're certainly still talking to Shane, and you know, we're a little way off talking turkey with Hawthorn at this stage.
Scotty Gumbleton, another name that gets thrown around, in particular to players that are crying out or perceived to be crying out for a key forward. Have you spoken to Essendon or Scott Gumbleton's management about a possible move?
No, we haven't. We actually touched base last year, and but we obviously couldn't get it even close to be done last year, and yeah, we won't be going down that track this year either.
Hey, Macca, you've lost one big man. Levi Casbolt's name gets thrown around a bit. Is there any truth to those rumours?
No, well, I mean, we certainly haven't offered Levi up. A couple of clubs have inquired. I don't know with too much conviction. And that's, as you know, Brown, it's a difficult time of year for some of the players when their names are getting thrown around. Our philosophy is if clubs want to bring our players up, then certainly we'd be willing to talk, but we certainly don't like putting forth our players to other clubs.
Who deals with the players, I guess, on an emotional level at a footy club? Because obviously names get thrown up a lot, and players who probably wouldn't even think their names involved in trade talk. Do you have to sit down with them when the whole process is finished and go, well, we actually didn't throw your name up, or just to be honest, and yeah, well, we did, we threw you up because of this?
Yeah, it makes it even more difficult because they're all away at this stage as well. And so we're certainly in contact with all the managers, letting them know what's going on and you know who's talked about what and all that type of thing. So we hope that those managers certainly convey the right messages to the players, which certainly I'm sure they do.
How do those calls go, Andy, if you have to call one of your players and he's in a nightclub at New York at 4 in the morning?
I'm not sure he'd answer the phone, Brownie.
Hey, there's a few names got thrown up as well. Sam Doherty's one who seems fairly keen to come to Carlton from the Lions. How far down the track are you with Brisbane to try and get him in?
A little way, again. It's this three-week period, isn't it? But certainly we spoke to Sam a couple of weeks ago and he's keen to come and we're certainly keen to pursue that. It is, it's easier said than done. So over the next week or so, we'll ensure that Sam really does want to come and start talking finances. And then if that all falls into place, then we can certainly start talking to Brisbane about how we can possibly get it done as far as the mechanics is concerned.
Chris Yaron's name's been thrown up for a couple of years now. Super talented player, but obviously in and out of the side. Is he a required player?
Yeah, he is, definitely. Obviously, he's pretty well known. When Chris donned the green vest halfway through the year, that his behaviour wasn't up to the required standard, but certainly he had a great finish to the year, and he's a tremendous fella, and he's a required player.
Has there been interest from West Coast, a possible Matt Rosa, Chris Yaron trade?
No, there hasn't actually. West Coast haven't asked about Chris at all, so. Yeah, not sure what's going on there.
Hey, Scotland, we chatted to Shane Rogers last week. We know that he had ankle surgery not long after the season finished and we're not really sure where it sits, but we're being told that maybe he hasn't been offered a contract yet for next year. Is that more a decision from the club or is it more a decision from Heath as he tries to work out if he has another year left in him?
A bit of both. Obviously, we're in a bit of a spot with... obviously, we made a few selections in the draft come November and... You know, so we've got to balance our list a little bit. And he's obviously overcoming his ankle operation. So, yeah, we're still sitting down with Heath and talking through that.
Is he a required player?
Yeah, I mean, he is a required player, but as long as both parties are happy with all the terms and conditions.
Now, Mitch Robinson somehow got linked with Port Adelaide this time last week. You expecting to keep Mitch on the team, or are you thinking that maybe he's...
No, we're expecting to keep Mitch. Yeah. I was not sure where all that came from.
Maybe that came from when he just put through that point on the full against Richmond early in that fourth quarter, you think, Andy?
Mac,
a chasing Chappie. If you don't get Chappie in, obviously Eddie Betts has walked out the door. Being a massive Carlton man, as you know I was in my younger days, I reckon I could sit in the forward pocket and kick 40. What do you reckon Mick would say?
I'll tell you what, if that leg was all right, Bounty, I might have a look at you. So.
Hey, just before we let you go, mate, Daniel Cross is desperate to play a year, maybe two more in the AFL level after the Dogs let him go. Melbourne heavily linked to him. Is he someone that might you have some interest in?
We've certainly spoken to him. As you know Crossy probably more than or better than a lot of people. His work ethic and the way he goes about it is just fantastic. He'd be a great example to young players around the club, and I'm sure that's why Melbourne are so interested. But we're certainly keeping in touch. To be honest, he'd actually make a very good coach as well. So that's maybe another option for him.
Yeah, he's a terrific fella also. And last one before we go. Obviously, it's a stressful period at the moment. I mean, at the hardest period of, I guess, your season as an administrator. Do you sit there and think maybe I'd be like to be in the veterinary studio right now just attending to some of the animals, just a little bit less, I guess, stressful?
No, well, you know, trying to keep a dog alive has a bit of stress as well, Granny. But certainly, you know, it's not about me. You know, I do feel for the players. A long time ago, I was a player once, and you don't like hearing your name bandied around at this time of year. So I do feel for them. So it's probably more angst involved and stressful for them rather than us.
Andy, before we let you go, was there at any time that yourself and the list management and everyone involved at Carlton sat down and tried to work out a deal that you could offer to the Giants for pick number one?
Yeah, we've thought about it all year, but we still haven't. I mean, we've almost sarcastically offered players up for him today have made it pretty clear that he's a required draft pick for GWS, especially now that Lance Franklin's going to Sydney. I mean, they were getting a bit greedy there for a while, wanting Lance and Tom Boyd, you know, two and a half forwards and possibly the best centre half forward at the moment, and then possibly the potential best centre half forward in years to come. So now that they've lost Lance, then obviously they'll be desperate to keep Tom Boyd.
So you're under the assumption that they won't trade that number one draft pick now?
Definitely.
If that was to change the next day or two, do you think you might go back to the table with the Giants?
We'd try, but I don't know what would get the job done. We don't want to give five of our best players away to get one player, that's for sure.
Mate,
we're trying to build the best team possible. We need more than one player to do that.
Very true. Andy, we appreciate your time for joining us. We'll probably chat to you again because it doesn't end for another 3 weeks, mate, so we'll chat again soon.
All right, very good, guys. Thanks very much.
Yeah, Andrew McKay from the Carlton Football Club. Plenty going on there. Paul Chapman, James Podsiadly, Sam Doherty as well.